Track 7. Now to 3 books for time travellers. Explore North Norfolk's ancient landscape through a new poem, Abroad's Boatyard, and a look at our relationship with animals.
Martham Boats by Diane Naylor. Martham Boats is renowned for the beautiful wooden boats its craftsmen built and still hire out to holidaymakers. The Boatyard celebrates its 75th anniversary this year, and a new book tells the story of the 5 friends who had been boat-building apprentices together and set up the business which became the Martham Boat Building and Development Company in 1946. Brothers Patrick and Ian, grandsons of one of the founders, still run the fleet of yachts, cruisers, dayboats and canoes from the same premises today. The full history of the Boatyard, with lots of charming archive pictures of boating on the Broads over the past 75 years, is told in Martham Boats by Diane Naylor, available from Martha Boats, Cess Road, Martham.
The Longest Story by Richard Gerling. Why do we treat dogs as people but prefer pigs as bacon? It's a good question, and asked by veteran environmental writer Richard Gerling of Cly Next the Sea in his latest book, The Longest Story. This particular longest story that he is telling is the history of our relationship with animals. It takes in farming, medicine, pets, philosophy and more as it charts our course from the beginning of evolution to taming wolves into dogs and oxen into cows, onto the animals we love and the animals we experiment on. Richard said, "The way we treat animals is determined in large part by the human characteristics we project onto them." The aim of the book was to look back to the very beginning and track forward through the millennia to record the cumulative influence of hunters, farmers, religions, scientists, artists, writers, filmmakers, and campaigners. The book, subtitled How Humans Have Loved, Hated, and Misunderstood Other Species, includes Bambi and vivisection labs, fairy stories, and factory farming. Richard has written several critically acclaimed books, as well as working as a Sunday Times journalist. The Hunt for the Golden Mole was a quest to track down an animal known to science only by a tiny jawbone in an owl pellet. And The Man Who Ate the Zoo told the extraordinary story of 19th century naturalist Frank Buckland, surgeon, naturalist, vet, curator, and conservationist who spent his life looking for new means of feeding the hungry and, along the way, ate animals ranging from mice to elephants. This latest book was begun while Richard was having radiotherapy at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and ends with the pandemic, exploring issues around medical research using animals, including visiting laboratories. Richard said he had planned his latest book as strictly non-judgmental, but ended up strongly on the side of animal welfare. The Longest Story by Richard Gerling is published by One World.
Gravity for Beginners by Kevin Crossley Holland. Veteran writer Kevin Crossley Holland meshes ancient history and landscape with living people and places in his latest book of poetry. He reaches back into his own childhood, curating a museum of curiosities and curiosity, roams the coast of Norfolk from Seahenge to sandcastles, and finishes full circle with a Norfolk garden party of writers living and dead in leafy literary South Burlingham. The poems spin out to capture Norfolk places and people. A village priest, the landscape sculptures at Houghton Hall, his own home near Burnham Market. A few years ago, the poet and novelist had a stroke and had to claw back the words he needed. As time and tide wash through Kevin's poems, they catch on the crossing places between life and death. The henge again, a fallow tree, the very old peering for something beyond the visible. The sea, the sky, the heavenly squelch of North Norfolk. Gravity for Beginners is published by ARC.